in the limelight.
China's leading chipmaker, Semiconductor Manufacturing International Corp, or SMIC, is critical to Beijing's newly announced indigenous technology drive. A new roadmap towards greater self-sufficiency featured in China's 14th five-year plan and 2035 vision and was endorsed by the Chinese parliament, which has identified indigenous chip design and manufacturing as a staple part of the nation's self-innovating renewal. We now present you an article written by Frank Chen under the heading China Takes First Step Towards Chip Self-Reliance. The article was published by the Asia Times Daily. Please stay with us for more of Frank Chen's article. According to news reports, China's leading chipmaker, Semiconductor Manufacturing International Corporation, or SMIC, plans to build a new $2.35 billion factory in Shenzhen after striking a deal with ASML Holding of the Netherlands. The Shanghai-based SMIC, or Semiconductor Manufacturing International Corporation, foundry disclosed in filings to the city's stock exchange that it had secured a $1.2 billion volume procurement deal with ASML's Shanghai subsidiary to source critical equipment from the Dutch firm. ASML is the world's leading supplier of optical lithography systems used in semiconductor production. Semiconductor Manufacturing International Corporation, SMIC, is key to China's plans to become self-sufficient in semiconductor production amid rising tensions with the United States, which imposed a ban on exporting silicon chips to the company in December as part of an escalating technology war with Beijing. Shanghai newspapers quoted SMIC Chief Executive Officer Zhao Haijun as saying, "Negotiations on the ASML deal reportedly went down to the wire, and a hard-won contract, an extension of an expiring one in place since 2018, will secure shipments until the end of the year, with no other strings attached other than a down payment of 30% for each transaction." It was also expected that Chinese authorities would give quick approval and inspection processes for ASML to import photolithography devices to Shanghai and its plants across the nation as part of the deal. So far, scant details have been given about the type of gear covered by the deal. Taiwanese observers, including former engineers with SMIC's rival TSMC, have claimed that the chip manufacturing technology to be shipped by ASML are several curves behind the current frontier technologies. The deal was entered into in February of this year, and ASML is legally bound by U.S. sanctions banning the sale of advanced technologies to China made with American know-how. ASML has reputedly assured Amsterdam and Washington that only deep ultraviolet lithography technology, or DUV technology, used in making less speedy processors will be sold to the partially state-owned SMIC, or Semiconductor Manufacturing International Corporation, under the deal. Higher stakes are attached to ASML's proprietary extreme ultraviolet lithography, or EUV, used in making more advanced chips. The technology is accessible only to a handful of manufacturers, including TSMC of Taiwan, to make refined chips like the ones used to power Apple's latest flagship handsets and laptops. The ASML deal will give SMIC the technological boost it needs to start expansion programs amid a global chip shortage, including the new production plant in Shenzhen. Semiconductor Manufacturing International Corporation, or SMIC, signed its deal with an investment vehicle controlled by Shenzhen's municipal government recently to break ground on the sprawling new $2.35 billion complex in the southern Chinese technology hub. Semiconductor Manufacturing International Corporation is critical to Beijing's newly announced Indigenous Technology Drive. A new roadmap towards greater self-sufficiency featured in China's 14th five-year plan and 2035 vision and was endorsed by the Chinese parliament, which has identified indigenous chip design and manufacturing as a staple part of the nation's self-innovating renewal. The National Technology Blueprint was designed to supercharge state and private entities like SMIC in Shanghai and telecommunications giant Huawei in Shenzhen. Both companies are expected to lead the pack in breaking the U.S. technology iron curtain against China. The ASML deal will help but not immediately bridge the gap in China's advanced semiconductor production capabilities. Shenzhen officials in charge of industrial development said in reports that the bulk of the new plant's ASML-enabled production would be dedicated to less advanced 28-nanometer chips. To put that into perspective, Apple's latest A14 chip, the world's fastest in smartphones, and which are assembled by TSMC, belongs to the precedent-setting 5-nanometer category, held as the current apex of innovation of the global chip industry. Still, the vast majority of chips in current industrial and consumer use are of the 28-nanometer or wider variety. That includes those used in the automotive industry. The semi-official China Semiconductor Industry Association also made a candid admission in its annual report of 2020 that it would take at least two more years for Chinese foundries to acquire and master all the technologies behind 28-nanometer chip production. Semiconductor Manufacturing International Corporation is also revving up construction for another 28-nanometer chip plant in suburban Beijing, which is reportedly also backed by local governments with guaranteed access to public funds. Wu Hanming, the dean of Zhejiang University's Institute of Micron and Nanometer Electronic Engineering and a member of the Chinese Academy of Engineering, told Asia Times that even 28-nanometer chips are in tight supply and Semiconductor Manufacturing International Corporation was moving in line with soaring demand to launch new semiconductor plants across China. Hanming said, "Chips of 28-nanometer configuration are found in cars, and there has been talk that some Chinese firms are exploring ways to put these mid-range chips into electronic gadgets to power them, when it's getting challenging to buy more advanced ones from abroad." Wu Hanming added, "SMIC, Semiconductor Manufacturing International Corporation, is pragmatic with what kind of equipment it can buy from ASML, and is taking steps towards more self-reliance when its technicians and universities have been developing homemade alternatives for some years already." Wu Hanming predicted, "Semiconductor Manufacturing International Corporation and Huawei may still get the short end of the stick in global competition, but they're making headway in research and development, and by dint of hard work, as well as Beijing's policy blessing, breakthroughs can be expected in a smaller, more advanced 14-nanometer category over the next few years." Semiconductor Manufacturing International Corporation's largest source of income in the last quarter of 2020 came from sales of 150 and 180-nanometer chips, with only 5% of its revenue generated by 28-nanometer or smaller-sized chips. In comparison, Taiwan's TSMC earned a fifth of its $12.67 billion in revenues from technologically advanced 5-nanometer chips, underscoring the firm's still technological lead on its rival, the Semiconductor Manufacturing International Corporation, SMIC.